Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Legacy Church Bible in a Year podcast. It is a true honor and privilege to be able to go through Scripture together. Before we begin today, let's just say a short prayer to focus our hearts and minds towards the Lord. Father, we ask you today to open our ears to hear all that you want to speak to us and open our eyes to see all that you want to reveal to us. We know that there is life-giving, transforming power in Scripture, so we surrender to your Holy Spirit now as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today is day 85, Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land whom the people of Israel defeated and took possession of their land beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon, with all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and from the middle of the valley as far as the river Jabbok, the boundary of the Ammonites, that is, half of Gilead, and the Arabah to the Sea of Chinnereth eastward, and the direction of Beth Jesimoth to the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, southward to the foot of the slopes of Pisgah. And Og, king of Bashan, one of the remnant of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and ruled over Mount Hermon and Salekah and all Bashan to the boundary of the Geshurites and the Machahites, and over half of Gilead to the boundary of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the people of Israel defeated them. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave their land for a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the people of Israel defeated on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak, that rises toward Seir. And Joshua gave their land to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their allotments, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the Arabah, in the slopes, in the wilderness, in the Negev, the land of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The king of Jericho, one. The king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one. The king of Jerusalem, one. The king of Hebron, one. The king of Jarmuth, one. The king of Lachish, one. The king of Eglon, one. The king of Gezer, one. The king of Debir, one. The king of Gedar, one. The king of Hormar, one. The king of Arad, one. The king of Libna, one. The king of Abdullam, one. The king of Makeda, one. The king of Bethel, one. The king of Tappuah, one. The king of Hefer, one. The king of Aphek, one. The king of Lasharon, one. The king of Madon, one. The king of Hazar, one. The king of Shimron Meron, one. The king of Akshaph, one. The king of Tanakh, one. The king of Megiddo, one. The king of Kedesh, one. The king of Jokneam in Carmel, one. And the king of Dor in Naphtador, one. The king of Golan in Galilee, one. The king of Tirzah, one. In all, 31 kings. Chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to possess. This is the land that yet remains: all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites, from the Sihor, which is east of Egypt, northward to the boundary of Ekron, which is counted as Canaanite. There are five rulers of the Palestines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, and those of the Avim. In the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Merah, that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the boundary of the Amorites, and to the land of Gebulites, and all Lebanon, toward the sunrise, from Baal-Gad, below Mount Hermon, to Lebohamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country, from Lebanon to Misrath-Maim, even all the Sidonians. I myself will drive them out from before the people of Israel. Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore, divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh." With the other half of the tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them, beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and the tableland of Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the boundary on the Amorites, and Gilead, and the region of the Jeshurites, and Machahites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salek, and all the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. He alone was left of the remnant of the Rephaim. These Moses had struck and driven out. Yet the people of Israel did not drive out the Jeshurites or the Machahites, but Gesher and Makath dwell in the midst of Israel to this day. To the tribe of Levi alone Moses gave no inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord God of Israel are their inheritance, as he said to them. And Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the people of Reuben according to their clans. So their territory was from Aroer, which is in the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland by Medeba with Heshbon, and all its cities that are in the tableland, Dibon, and Bamoth-Baal, and Beth-Baal-Meon, and Jahash, and Kedemoth, and Bethah, and Kiriathem, and Sibmah, and Zereshahah, on the hill of the valley, and Beth-Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth-Jeshimoth, that is all the cities of the tableland, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses defeated with the leaders of Midian, Evi, Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the princes of Shahan, who lived in the land. Balaam also, the son of Beor, the one who practiced divination, was killed with the sword by the people of Israel among the rest of their slain. And the border of the people of Reuben was the Jordan as a boundary. This was the inheritance of the people of Reuben, according to their clans, with their cities and their villages. Moses gave an inheritance also to the tribe of Gad, to the people of Gad, according to their clans. Their territory was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the Ammonites, to Aroer, which is east of Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramah Mizpah, and Betamon, and from Mahanan to the territory of Debah, and in the valley Beth-Horam, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Shahan, king of Heshbon, having the Jordan as a boundary to the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, eastward beyond the Jordan. This is the inheritance of the people of Gad, according to their clans, with their cities and villages. And Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was allotted to the half-tribe of the people of Manasseh according to their clans. Their region extended from Mahanaim through all Bashan, the whole kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, and half Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. These were allotted to the people of Machir, the son of Manasseh, for the half of the people of Machir, according to their clans. These are the inheritance of Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, just as he said to them. Chapter 14. These are the inheritances that the people of Israel received in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel gave them to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, just as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses for the 9 1/2 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only cities to dwell in, with their pasture lands for their livestock and their substance. The people of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, who said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. But my brothers who went with me made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and for your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke his word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am this day 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, just as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 15. The allotment for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their clans, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farther south. And their south boundary ran from the end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. It goes out southward of the ascent of Akrabim, passes along to Zin, and goes up south of Kadesh Barnea, along by Hezron, up to Adar, turns about to Kirka, passes along to Asmon, goes out by the brook of Egypt, and comes to its end at the sea. This shall be your south boundary. And the east boundary is the Salt Sea to the mouth of the Jordan. And the boundary on the north side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. And the boundary goes up to Beth Hogla and passes along north of Beth Araba. And the boundary goes up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the boundary goes up to Debar from the valley of Achor. And so northward, turning toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adaman, which is on the south side of the valley. And the boundary passes along to the waters of En-Shemesh and ends at En-Rogel. Then the boundary goes up by the valley of the son of Hinnom on the southern shoulder of the Jebusite, that is Jerusalem. And the boundary goes up to the mountain that lies over against the valley of Hinnom on the west at the north end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the boundary extends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Neptuah, and from there to the cities of Mount Ephraim. Then the boundary bends around to Bala, that is Kiriath-Jearim. And the boundary circles west to Bala to Mount Seir, passes along to the northern shoulder of Mount Gerim, which is Chesalon, and goes down to Beth Shemesh, and passes along by Timnah. The boundary goes out to the shoulder of the hill north of Ekron. Then the boundary bends around to Shikaron and passes along to Mount Bala and goes out to Jabneel. Then the boundary comes to the end at the sea. And the west boundary was the great sea with its coastline. This is the boundary around the people of Judah according to their clans. According to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, he gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion among the people of Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahinom, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. And he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debar. Now the name of Debar formerly was Kiriath Sepha. And Caleb said, "Whoever strikes Kiriath Sepha and captures it, to him will I give Ashah, my daughter, as a wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it, and he gave him Ashan, his daughter, as a wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field, and she got off her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" And she said to him, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me the land of Negeb, give me also springs of water." And he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their clans. The cities belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Edah, Jagah, Kena, Dimnua, Abada, Kedash, Hazah, Ithna, Ziph, Telem, Beloth, Hazarhadath, Kiriath, Hezron, Ammon, Shema, Moladah, Hazagada, Heshon, Bethpelet, Hazashul, Beersheba, Bizothah, Bela, Lim, Ezem, Elatol, Chezel, Horma, Ziklag, Magma, Sansa, Laboth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimnah. In all, 29 cities with their villages. And in the lowlands, Eshtol, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tepoth, Enam, Jarmuth, Abdullam, Soka, Azika, Sharim, Adathim, Gederah, Gederothium, 14 cities with their villages, Zenine, Hadasha, Migdogad, Dilian, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Baxta, Eglon, Kaban, Laman, Chitlis, Gederath, Beth Dagon, Nema, and Machdia, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, Esther, Asham, Iptha, Ashna, Nezva, Kila, Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and villages to the brook of Egypt and the great sea with its coastline, and in the hill country, Shema, Jatir, Soka, Dana, Karithana, that is Debar, Anab, Eshtema, Anab, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, Duma, Eshon, Janan, Bethtapu, Apaka, Hamta, Kirith Arab, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jada, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zeno, Cain, Gibi, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhal, Bethzer, Gidah, Marath, Beth-Anak, and Eltikon, 6 cities with their villages, Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages, in the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, Sekah, Nibshan, the city of salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. But the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, could not drive out. So the Jebusites dwell with the people of Judah at Jerusalem to this day.
Well, thank you for joining us today on our Bible in a Year audio podcast. I want to encourage you to take what you've heard today and apply it into your life, to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Remember, we are called to be disciples, not just converts. So we pray like Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That means if God's kingdom comes, then the enemy's kingdom has to go. So let's take what we've heard and what we've learned and go be a light in this dark world. God bless, and we'll see you again tomorrow.